You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
It's a great crowd tonight here up in the balcony and the lower floor. And I thank God for Sunday night. We need Sunday night. We need God's house more than ever. And I praise God that you're here tonight. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 tonight. 1 Corinthians 15. Let's get our Bibles open. Let's get them there and keep them open. We'll use our Bibles tonight. That's a good thing to do during church, I guess. Brother Bill Shilton's 39 years ago, almost to the hour, when you were baptized, saved and baptized in our church 39 years ago. And it's been a wonderful joy to be your pastor. He's always stayed by the stuff. He stayed with right. And I thank God for all that you do, for keep those buses running. Retired from United Airlines years ago and came and worked here. And you've been such a blessing to me. And I love you dearly. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, be not deceived. That's a powerful statement tonight, is it not? Be not deceived. Be not deceived, the Bible says. Read those three words with me. Ready? Begin. Be not deceived. Again, right? Ready? Begin. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Read that latter part. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Read it again, please. Evil companions corrupt good companions. You will become like what you hang around. There's no other way to look at this. The Bible says, be not deceived. Don't be deceived. Well, I don't believe that. Well, you're going to be deceived. Because the Bible says, evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness. Those three words. Ready? Begin. Awake to righteousness. Again. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Our Father, I thank you for the Bible. And I thank you that tonight we don't have to be deceived in a day of deception. Deception is so awful. And help us to stand true to thee is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm speaking on the subject, deception is awful. Be not deceived. Tonight, you're going to be deceived in this room. Many of you will be deceived. You'll be out of church. You'll not be attending church a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. It was a thing for a while, but it won't be for a lifetime. Christianity is a lifetime. Christ, who is our life, and Christ ought to be our life. And yet, so sad it is that most people quit on God. They raise their family. They've kept themselves in church, raised their family, and then they're out of church. Or they're raising their family, and then they get discouraged, and they quit church. Or for some reason along the line, they don't believe the old-time way, and they quit church. They don't believe in old-time music. They don't believe in old-time preaching. They don't believe in Sunday night. They don't believe in anything. Just whatever you want to believe will do. But tonight I want to remind us that deception is awful. Deception is to lead someone away, same as apostasy. It's to lead someone away from a once-held position. That's what deception is, to lead someone astray, away from a once held position. And tonight we're seeing it all over America. Oh, we have a window of grace in the political arena, it seems. But what about our churches? Our churches are closed on Sunday night. I'm certain you're getting tired of it because I'm mentioning it every Sunday night, because as far as we can tell, there's not another church open in Santa Clara, California tonight. As far as we can tell, we have researched it, and our security people have researched it, and we found out there's not a church open on Sunday night. But that's not the way it was, friend. The way it was in America is that old-time religion was still around on Sunday night with the Methodist, with the Presbyterian, with the Lutherans, with the Baptist. We are Baptist and unashamed Baptist, and we're independent fundamental Baptist. I never knew that name, independent fundamental Baptist. IBF, IBC, whatever it is, it's I something. I never knew of that until recently. We were named that by our enemies, independent fundamental Baptists. You see, when you go back in the history of America, you can go from the Northern Baptists and the Southern Baptists, and there was a line basically drawn down the middle of our states. And that line was basically Southern Baptist was in the South and Northern Baptist was in the North. Basically, that's the way it worked. Basically, the Northern Baptists were thinkers. They were not ameners. They were thinkers. They were writers. They were instructions. And the Southern Baptists were in the South, and they had fire and they had zeal. Both were great. I tell you what, the Northern Baptists, I admire them. I grew up Northern Baptist. I grew up CBA, Conservative Baptist Association of America. CBA began its roots in 1947. It's rather new. CBA was just Conservative Baptist Churches of America, and they were everywhere, particularly in Oregon, Washington, all the North, Northern countries, Northern states, Minnesota, Wisconsin. The North had the CBA. That's what our church was. It was a CBA church. And it had the GRB. They were sisters. That began in 1932, almost 100 years ago, 95 or so. GRB, my five uncles were GRB pastors, are all with the Lord. They were men that believed in Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night. Dr. Ketchum was one of the great writers of the GRB. He wrote such great Sunday school material, and he had others that wrote with them, and they had regular Baptist Press International. That was such a large ministry of getting education in the hearts of boys and girls. But they corrupted. I doubt if you could find a CBA church open tonight in America. They may be. I doubt it. I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of GRB, and most of them have dropped the name CBA, Conservative Baptist. They have the name like now, it's The Bridge. My church in Stockton's The Bridge. It's no longer a Baptist church. It's The Bridge, it's The Grape, it's the vine, it's the orange, it's the this, it's the that, whatever it is, but it's not a church. They meet together on Sunday morning at GRB. They were strong. They were separated. They were great churches, producing young people from LABC Bible College, which is now John MacArthur's College. And they gave him the property, gave him the building, gave him the library, gave him the all the buildings were given to him. Never had to pay for them. And then there's CBA. And you had the South, and you had the North. Western Baptist Bible College went on up to Salem, Oregon. I think it's called Jessup now. But you cannot find a GRB church open tonight. It is so rare to find a GRBC church open tonight. It's so rare to find a CBA church open tonight. So they corrupted. And with that corruption came the drop of a name. We don't want to be a church. We don't want to be Baptist. But that's why I don't have a hard time being called an independent Baptist, because our enemies gave us that name. Baptists were named by their enemies. We're Baptist, We were called Anabaptists. We were called Montanists. We were called Donatists. We were called all these various names. We were named by our enemies. We are not Protestant. A Protestant group, a protest group, protested Romanism. That's what Martin Luther did, and he did a great job. He got saved reading the book of Romans on justification by faith. And he got saved, and he left the Roman Catholic Church in 1551 or 54, I forget the year. He nailed his theses, 95 theses, to the door of the church at Wittenberg and said, this is why I am not a Catholic any longer. This is why I've left the Catholic Church, and I've left it for, and he gave the reason why he gave the left the Catholic Church. He became the Lutheran Church. He protested against the Catholics, and the Methodists protested against the Catholics, and the Congregational protested, and they're all protest groups. By the way, in the last day, all the little chicks are coming back home to mama. And there'll be a remnant that'll be left. I believe it's called Independent Fundamental Baptist. There'll be people that are left that believe in the songbook. I believe in the songbook. After my departure, grievous wolves shall come in, and maybe you won't believe in the songbook. But I heard you sing tonight. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. I heard you sing tonight. And maybe the songbook could be removed in this church. Well, let's not have the songbook. Once you remove the songbook, you remove the pulpit. You move the choir. You won't have a choir. You'll darken the ceilings here. Someone will come in here and he'll paint it all. He'll paint it all black and all dark. And you'll have your praise and worship. That's what you'll be left with. Be not deceived. We are living in a day of deception. A day of compromise. A day we say, well, it doesn't matter. It does matter, ladies and gentlemen. And it matters to every preacher that's watching right now across this great land of ours and in countries beyond this United States. It does matter. It does matter that you're Independent Fundamental Baptist. It does matter that you believe in preaching and in invitations, and you believe in singing, and you believe in choirs, and you believe in all these things that we've been doing all these years. Now, Sunday school is still a good thing. When you have Sunday school teachers that are preparing the Word of God to teach the Word of God, be not deceived. The Bible says in chapter 15, verse, be not deceived, evil communications. So we look at our churches. Our churches have changed so much. I can remember growing up in CBA Church in 1956 over here. And got saved in that old building. I became the pastor of that church, and they arsoned it down the night I became pastor. I remember being the second pastor to my pastor that formed that church. He's with the Lord now. He said, Brother Jack, you can do both churches at the same time. I said, I can't do both churches. He said, you can. And I pastored that church and I pastored this church for the same time. The church in Morgan Hill, it's called Shadow Mountain now. I pastored that for about a year and pastored this church at the same time, trying to keep them going. And the Bible says that, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. You know, in Genesis 31, verse 7, your father hath deceived me. He's changed my wages 10 times. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 11, 16, take heed to yourself that ye be not deceived. And you will be deceived. You will follow down these other alternate paths if you're not careful. You'll follow down these paths of non-denominational colleges. And you'll go and send your kids to non-denominational colleges where they can get a non-denominational young man or a husband to be their husband. It's very dangerous. My Bible says in Proverbs 20, verse number 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. You're not wise when you're deceived by a liquor. My Bible says in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 13, evil men shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. My Bible says, and if you want to turn with me there, the book of Jude, in Jude verse number 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. There are certain men crept in unawares, and they've come in who were before ordained to this condemnation, ungodly, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, anything goes, and denying our only, our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says this in Acts chapter 20. He said, after my departure shall grievous wolves come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things. Yes, there will come a day when you will be deceived. How are you deceived? Well, it tells you there, evil communications corrupt good manners. Your friends will deceive you. You're going to have to be careful with the friends you hang out with. I'd be very careful about Thanksgiving. I'm not talking about rejecting parents or rejecting family and rejecting. No, you go ahead. But I would be very careful outside of family of spending time with people who reject the Word of God. Evil communications corrupt good manners, the Bible says. Galatians 5, turn there if you will. We'll be there in another couple of weeks from now. Galatians 5, Galatians 3, let's begin there, verse 1, where we'll begin on Wednesday night. Oh, Galatians 3. Galatians 3, verse 1. Oh, foolish Galatians. The next word, what is the next word? Who hath bewitched you that she should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? There's a who. Chapter 5, verse 7. Chapter 5, verse 7. Ye did run well. Chapter 5, verse 7. Ye did run well. What's the next word? Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? There's always a who. Amnon had a friend. And his friend was the man that told him how to deceive his sister and commit incest with her, his half-sister. And he then hated her with the same hatred that he loved her. He had a friend that took him down a wrong path. Is your friend, I don't care if they're someone spiritual or someone holy or someone godly, are they taking you down a path of destruction? Awake, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Over a book of Matthew chapter 24, if you want to turn there, I'd like you to turn there. Matthew 24, speaking of these last days. In Matthew 24, Jesus is talking to his disciples on the Mount Olivet. In Matthew 24, verse number 5, let's read it together. Ready, begin. And many shall come in my name. Hold it right there. These people are going to be deceived. They're going to leave a once held position that at one time they believed in preaching, they believed in Sunday school, they believed in choirs, they believed in singing, they believed in this, they believed in that. But then all of a sudden they don't believe it anymore. How about verse 11? Ready? Let's read it together. Begin. And many false prophets. They're going to deceive. How about verse 24? Verse 24. Ready? Begin. There shall arise.
And shall show
You see, you're going to have to guard your friendships. Secondly, you're going to have to guard your failure. What's our failure? To awake to righteousness. That's our job. We don't want less of God. We want more of God. We don't want less, Brother Travis, we don't want less song singing. We don't want less choirs. We don't want less hymn books. We don't want less Sunday school. And you're saying amen to all that. I know that. But I point him out because we know what's going to happen. You don't want less of God. You don't want less Sunday school. You don't want that. That's why, honey, they're going to have to decide, is it going to be Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday? Are we in this thing? Are we out of this thing? We've decided that politically. At this point, it appears that we have a window of grace. Ezra 7:8, just a window of grace. Or 9:8, I forget, 7:8 or 9:8. But a window of grace. But that's politically. Every pastor in America should open his church on Sunday night. We don't need less church. We need more church. We need to awake to righteousness. And awaking to righteousness says, and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. Young preachers, young couples, God's people, we need to awake to righteousness. Monday ought to be righteous in our homes. Tuesday ought to be righteousness. Wednesday, righteousness. Thursday, righteousness. Friday, righteousness. Saturday, righteousness. Sunday, righteousness. We need to, the root word is right. We need to live right. And thirdly, he says, because the frustration, I speak this to your shame. Some have no knowledge of God. You see, deception is based on lies, misinformation, exaggeration, concealment, fabrication. But what happens, it always leads to your shame and to my shame. Tonight I would suggest that each of us ought to wake up. We don't need less of God. We need more of God. Amen. Let's bow for prayer. Our Father, I think of how vitally important it is to live for Thee. How vitally important it is to know Christ and Christ eternal. And allow You to work in our midst. May we awake to righteousness. May we sin not. May we not be deceived. There are so many that are smooth talkers today. They can talk religious jargon, but they're empty. I see it in their services. It's emptiness. I hear it in their discussions, in their teachings, in their preaching. It's empty. And God, I pray that we'd wake up to the fact that it's so very important that we are not deceived into thinking that this is a new way. It's not a new way. And I pray that we'd hold the line in these days of compromise. May our church, may it grow, may it go forward. May there be a longing for the house of God in a day of deception, in a day of compromise. May we awake to righteousness and sin not. I speak this to your shame, he said. God, may you be pleased with our lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.